Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time. It's me, Alex Mearns, and I'm with my co-presenter, Ryan Elliott. And we'll be discussing what's going on in Spain. And the kind of biggest news story for us English fans is that the former Sky Sports pundit, Gary Neville, and former Manchester United player, lost 7-0 in the first leg of his Copa del Rey semi-final away at Barcelona. And me and Ryan both watched the game. Ryan, should we discuss, firstly, Barcelona?
7-0 looks bad. It looks terrible, down to 10 men. But I think the surprising thing watching the game was actually Barcelona weren't that good. Suarez was fantastic. Iniesta was magic. Messi, brilliant as always. But it could have been worse.
Yeah, yeah.
It could have been much worse, I feel. I feel Neymar had a pretty average game in spite of the absolute battering that Valencia took.
I think he was great outside the box last night, Neymar, but when he got in it, he was just fluffing at things, not taking his chances properly. But I guess when you're 4-5-0 up, you can get a bit just like, oh, I'll try this chip shot, or I'll just try and put it top corner, when all you really need to do is smash at the keeper, because he wasn't saving anything last night. Yeah, you're right, Barcelona weren't amazing, and they still managed to run away 7-0 winners. And the worrying thing for Gary Neville, if he's not going to be sacked before the second leg, is that there is a second leg, Ryan, and it could end up a cricket score on aggregate.
Of course, Valencia will have no Mustafi for the second leg as well, and that is a huge miss when you've got Luis Suarez to deal with.
Well, that's true, because Mustafi, the Valencia centre-back, got sent off after committing a foul on Messi. Luis Suarez was on for a hat-trick before the penalty was taken, so you'd think he'd take it, and then secondly, you'd think Messi take it. But funnily, Neymar took it, and it was an awful penalty, hit the post. So that is one of the reasons we're saying that it could have definitely been more than seven. So let's just get on to the main subject, the meat of the sandwich, why we kind of want to discuss this game. And it's not really about the game. Obviously, we will be touching about the game, but me and Ryan have both been admirers of Monday Night Football and Gary Neville as a Sky Sports pundit since he retired from playing for Manchester United. And for me, he has opened my eyes to what goes on a football pitch other than what you're seeing. You're looking at it analytically, totally different, more like a bird's eye view than just like, I'm looking at the man with the ball. I'm looking at what position's the right back in? Is he going too far forward? Is he staying his position? Is he holding his position? Why do teams play with one striker instead of two? Why do people play in a hole? What has Gary done that we hold him in such high esteem? Before we talk about his negatives, what has he done for you as a football fan?
Well, Ryan, Gary Neville's completely changed broadcasting within football forever. He came in as a pundit. He got slated for his commentary early on. His punditry was always outstanding, though. And if you look at the way Sky run their football shows now, you can watch the match in a tactical camera, the bird's eye view that you spoke of. That's because of Gary and the emphasis he put on needing that camera to tactically analyse a game if you're not actually in the ground. We also have deeper analysis from pundits now. Match of the Day are really trying to replicate Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
BT are really trying to bring in deeper analysis, and there's just not many people that compete. He's completely revolutionised the way we analyse and look at a football match as fans, as pundits, as commentators, whatever.
We're smarter fans now, aren't we?
Yes, we absolutely are. We're more educated. We understand what's going on within a tactical battle. That's why ourselves and other football fans hold him in such high regard, and it's horrible to see the mess the Neville brothers have found themselves in Valencia.
Well, yeah, because we all thought Gary's criticising everyone else on his Sky Sports Monday Night Football show with Jamie Carragher. They used to, honestly, take the mick out of players, out of managers, and all the while we thought in the back of the head, well, the reason they're taking the mick is because these guys know what they're on about. They clearly know what they're on about. The way they touch the TV screen and make a player shine, or put a ring round a player, or tell us about why this player's going on a movement across the pitch or something like that. And you're thinking, all right, okay, what? Right, when he gets into management, he's going to show us that, well, it's easy, this, isn't it? It's easy, it's all on a screen, and it is proving difficult. Valencia sacked their coach earlier in this season after, I think, they were about 4 or 5 points off the Champions League places. Well, God, they're miles away from the hope of being 4 or 5 points away from the Champions League places now in La Liga. What's happened since Gary's gone there?
It's a big mess, basically. You've got a club like Valencia, fantastic stadium, the Mestalla's beautiful, fantastic fans, great history, very talented squad as well. Yeah. That squad has no excuses. They're perhaps a bit weak, a bit inexperienced, too young, not steely enough. But I think the issue is something's just not quite clicking. They have no identity whatsoever. If you watch them against Barcelona, players were all over the place. There was no bank of four at the back. It was a complete mess. Now, that's not to say Gary Neville's not preparing the team thoroughly. I'm absolutely certain he is. You have to question the attitude of the squad. I mean, Valencia fans are running out of people to blame now. Who can they blame? It's got to be the players, surely. And I think they're going to need significant investment still, regardless of their talent or a complete turnover, before they can look at the Champions League again, realistically.
Well, what I'd say to that, Ryan, is, yeah, most fans might say, look at the players, but just look at what's happened at Aston Villa this season. Remy Gard's come in, a French manager who's never managed in England. He played at Arsenal a little bit, but he wasn't a big mainstay in the Arsenal squad, was he? And he is getting absolute dog's abuse because he's a foreigner who knows nothing about the league, who's come to Aston Villa Football Club, and he has made no difference whatsoever to what's happening. So why is it because it's just Gary Neville? Should we think, oh, well, it's Gary Neville, we should let him off? Because really, all he is just a young English coach going to a league he knows nothing about.
Absolutely, he's inexperienced as his first managerial job, and he shouldn't escape the blame to a certain extent. I think you have to question the attitude of the players regardless.
But they're just kids. They're just kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, then you've got to question the appointment. Yes, we can't let Gary off just because of what he's done in broadcasting circles and as a player, but something needs to change within the club. It just seems toxic. And I think you would find, unless a really top manager that knows the club came in, I'm sure you've got someone in mind, a certain Mr. Benitez.
Well, yeah, we follow Spanish football, and at the start of the season it was a bit of a shock that Rafa Benitez took over at Real Madrid from Carlo Ancelotti. But I really wanted to give him his go, but I don't think most of the Madrid fans gave him a go. But the only game where he did get praised as Real Madrid manager was away at Valencia, where in the early 2000s Rafa won La Liga, he won the Copa del Rey, the trophy which Valencia are doing badly in at the moment, and he won the UEFA Cup. So I just thought, is it time to let go of Gary? And now Real Madrid have let go of Rafa Benitez. Would that fit? It seems perfect to me.
Absolutely. Well, what does Rafa bring? He brings discipline, organisation, and every player should know exactly what they're doing at all times.
Which didn't look like they had
last exactly.
Night.
It was complete free-form chaos last night. Perhaps they need that stability and to start grinding out results rather than looking to play this attractive football to force their way back up the table, because they're in a bad spot. And when you're in a bad spot, you need results, not good football.
Completely agree. They really need to turn it around in the league, because they definitely won't be turning it around in the Copa del Rey. Gary needs to sort it out, or otherwise a couple more bad results and they'll be in a relegation battle. But Gary, if you're too embarrassed to go back to Sky after you've been sat by Valencia, you can always come on the Football Hour with me and Ryan. We'll definitely welcome you back, won't we?
More than welcome, Gary. Just get in touch.
Well, that's been the Football Hour Extra Time, our Spanish special about what's going on at Valencia at the Mestalla with Gary Neville.